Blog Talk Radio.
Humble to be with you on today at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time.
Time on Blog Talk Radio for the Power Lodge Hoodoo New Orleans Voodoo Secret and Recipe. We have some activity going on in the house, some construction work is going on, and I don't have access to my computer, so I'm sort of going to speak off the cuff today, which many of you who listen to my show know that I rarely, if ever, do. I spend a lot of time writing and producing and spending time with the content of what I talk about, what we share, what we teach here on this show. And there are many reasons for that. And what I want to talk about today and reiterate again today is why we do not do reading live on air on the show. And one of our listeners has given me a golden opportunity to address this. In fact, I might even read her PayPal dispute live on air, just for emphasis in terms of what I'm about to share with you today. I've been saying since day one that I don't do readings on the show. The fact that I would do a reading, the fact that spirit speaks through and I don't block that, is a blessing. But professionally speaking, we do not do readings live on the air on this show. And there's several reasons for that. The quick answer is, it's too much of your business live on air in the middle of my show. And it's often offensive to others who are listening or coming for the material that the Baba Lals and myself and the other experts who come on the show have spent time gathering to bring forward. It's like preparing a meal and then having someone show up and ask for something else. So that's one of the reasons I don't do live readings on the show. But another reason I don't do live readings on the show is because there is a spirit prevalent in our society, in our culture, in our world now, today. I call it the New Age fast food spiritualism spirit. And what that means for me is, particularly here in the West, there is a certain sense of entitlement in terms of spiritual knowledge, spiritual power, and how that is manifested, how that is operated within our society, within our community. Because of that, many of us, including myself, have some very intensely negative feelings associated with religion, particularly Christianity, Islam, Judaism, and even some of the more structured and organized Pan-African paths and traditions. And what I found in voodoo, what I found in Ifa voodoo, was freedom. Freedom. So I understand the draw to these paths in terms of freedom, in terms of liberation. But let me reiterate, because I'm not going to accept the responsibility that I have never made this clear before. My regular listeners know that I talk about this all the time. Again, why do I not give readings on the show? We tend to be autonomous now in terms of our religious study, our religious practice, what we accept, what we don't accept. We pick and choose. We piecemeal a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and then I'm going to come up with my own stuff, and I'm going to do that. And then we have the audacity to think that that is on the same level as the master teacher, on the same level as those who have spent time, money, travel, effort in study, in initiation, in tradition. So we have warriors who would come unto the Orisha, who would come unto the Alawa to fulfill their little petty carnal stuff. But they don't want to hear anything about religion. They don't want to hear anything about spiritual path. spiritual destiny and how to walk in that and how to live in that and how to take responsibility for their own path. We even have those who would seek to bastardize the tradition, steal the traditions, borrow the traditions for their own purposes, for their own pursuits, for their own carnal and financial and prideful and vain ends, to the disrespect of the tradition, to the disrespect of the deities and the ancestors for whom we bow down for. So when I do share from spirit, I'm also sharing from my religious foundational background. It's who I am. And to think that, you know, again, I'm really tempted to read this letter live on air. And I'm hoping that she submits the audio recording that she claims to have made during the reading, because I think that within itself would lay clear what happened and what I'm talking about here today. I have people from all religions, all paths, contact me, a spiritual guidance, for clarity, to hear from spirit, to hear from Egungs and ancestors. And they humble themselves to that process. This individual, this young woman, says that my reading style and consultation was not what she got live on air. What you got live on air, first of all, if you got anything, was a free voice from spirit. You didn't get a reading. And I make clear about that even before I answer questions live on my air that have the feeling of a reading. Empathic speaking off the top of your head is not reading, not divination. If there are no prayers involved, if there are no liturgies involved, if there are no invoking of spirit involved, it is a vain speech. And there are many King, live persons, Gesto, all the psychics online, there are many who are speaking from their own vanity, from their own flesh, have never heard from spirit, couldn't connect with spirit, don't even understand what that is. And you are free to patronize them. But then, as she said in her letter, she had already received a reading from me. Wouldn't that tell you then that she knew what my style was before she decided to call my private number? Wouldn't that tell you that she already has some idea of who I am and how I operate? I'm a result-oriented practitioner. And look, there are Iyami, Babalao, Ianifas, Bokur, Obiamin, all out there who would stand up with me now in terms of what I'm saying. We know what's going on. We understand when we get requests from people and they want details about things that they've never initiated into. They want us to reveal mysteries to them that they're not willing to travel for, that they're not willing to commit for, they're not willing to pay for, they're not willing to do Ebo for. They want the shortcut. And I talk about the shortcut all the time on my show. I am not the shortcut guy. You're looking for the shortcut, I'm the wrong guy. I'm a result-oriented practitioner who specializes in doing battle. Beloved, you've incited battle. And I'm prepared to go as far as you want to go with this. Again, I hope she comes forward and produces the tape, because the tape will set it all to rest. Will set it all to rest. You know, we all have so much patience with drama, with nonsense, with foolishness and trickery. And as a voodoo practitioner, as an opium man, as a hoodoo practitioner, I'm well versed in trickery my love? I'm well-versed in that kind of drama. I see it coming. 80% of what I do is fight demons. I see you coming. And sometimes spirit will lay a trap. Sometimes spirit will allow negative to come to you just so that it can capture it, just so that it can call it out. My name, Ty Chickas, means fate, F-A-T-E. The fate was written even before you came to me. Doesn't make what I say any less real. And for the listeners, that's not even what's in question. Everything that I said, the caller said and verified and confirmed was real. I told her things about her that no one else should have known. I told her things about her that I should not have known. Her complaint was my style. My style wasn't like it is live on the radio. But live on the radio, I'm at work. I'm working a switchboard. I got 30, 40 people in chat, in Block Talk Radio, in Facebook, in MySpace, in Yahoo Instant Messenger, in AOL. I'm playing my MP3s. I'm reading my script and my dialogue. Of course my style is not the same versus a real, authentic, live interaction with spirit in the process of divination. So, again, I thought I was clear. Let me be very clear. No readings on my show. And another reason I don't do readings on my show is because, again, those shortcuts, folks, you call in, you show up in the chat, and the first thing out of your mouth is, are you giving reading? And then you're gone. When I say no, or when I say after we allow Baba Ifa Sakin to speak, or after I say we allow Awo or Gumwa to lay our foundation, you're gone. Because all you came for was a free McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King reading, and I am not that guy. Am I offended? Absolutely. Absolutely am I offended, particularly after I read your letter. And because the common sense is, after a period, people calm down, they think, you put thought into your wording. So your wording spoke your truth. You came for what you wanted, irregardless of what was required. And that's not African. It's not animistic. It's not tradition. It's not how we do it. It's not how we do it in Ifa. It's not how we do it in Yoruba. It's not how we do it in Sanseria. It's not how we do it in Lokomi. It's not how we do it in Voodoo. It's not how we do it in Obia. On and on. It's not how you do it in church. There's an order. You don't capacity, I want to hear my word and then I'm ready to go. No, you don't do that. And you're not going to do it with me. I take offense to that, beloved. I am serious about what I do. And if you're not serious, man, there's all kind of entertaining shows out there full of nonsense that you can go and get that need met. I'm not that guy. So again, no. I don't do readings on my show. There's a certain type of listener that shows up to the show only to hear readings, and I'm not working with you. That's not my call. There might be other people out there who that might be their call, but the forces that I'm working with, the spirits that I'm working with, no. Mm-mm. No, they're not going to do it. They were offended by your disposition. Once you say remove my religion from the process, you should have hung up. You shouldn't have called me, but you should have hung up. So let me say it now, live on the air. There is no hoodoo practitioner, no Obia man, no voodoo man who does not honor and recognize a religion and bring that to the service. Otherwise, you're looking for a pagan. And I'm not a pagan. Call Becky, Rebecca, Susanna. They'll help you. But if you want true, authentic, life-changing, result-oriented work, the Divine Prince, I'm your guy. All is truly and indeed a blessing. Ashe. Personally, that we are without religion, that hoodoo is without religion, that voodoo is without religion, that root working and conjurers operate without religion. And I know that that misinformation is out there, it's prevalent, and there's a reason for that, and I can do a whole show on that, misinformation and COINTEL and manipulation through the corruption of knowledge and information, but that's a whole nother show. But we are not without religion. And I take personal offense to those that come to us, that seek to operate with our spirit and our power to do things outside of quote-unquote religion, which is really just another way of saying outside of morality, outside of structure, without repercussions, without having to answer to someone or something or some force for your choices and your decisions. Authentic practitioners don't operate that way, cannot operate that way. Now, are there those that do evil and get the spirits and the forces of evil to do their bidding successfully? Absolutely. Absolutely. But I'm not that guy. And that does not, again, absolve you from understanding that when dealing with those kind of practitioners, you are also honoring their system and their lawless, chaotic, without the presence of a divine creator work. and magic. And there are repercussions to that. There are karmic repercussions to that. So, yes, to answer your question directly, particularly now after I've had a chance to really look at it, I am fearfully offended just by the premise that anyone would think that in operating with me and seeking guidance with me, that we're stepping outside of religion somehow, but that there's no religious structure or foundation or cultural framework that holds all that together. And of course, I have much, much, much more to say. I am gathering my forces, and I am going to read her document live on air. So just stay with me. All is a blessing. Beloved, anyone who tells you that they are a practitioner of any African-based system and they convince you that they are operating outside of religion, you know, I understand this New Age religion versus spiritualism thing, but if they tell you they are operating outside of religion, they are not practicing any authentic African-based religious system, none. Because they all require religious commitment, all of them. This whole notion of spiritual without religion is European. It's westernized. It's Babylon at its height. And I understand that many of our people have fallen into that. You've been tricked. You've been hoodwinked in that belief. And to operate purely spiritually, I don't have a problem with that. Listen to what I'm saying. But don't then bastardize religion. And then don't come knocking and requesting the assistance of religion where you are not willing to honor and show due respect. That is at the height of blasphemy and will get you into trouble, particularly with a practitioner like me. Thank you.
used to call me Brownie, Clifford Brown. I don't have a name now, at least none that any of you can translate. I guess you can call me the spirit of Brownie, except that's so limiting, and in the spirit world, there are no limits. Can you understand being everywhere all the time at the same time? Never mind. This is about to get too out for you to dig. When the accident happened, I had not at all. I mean the 56 Pennsylvania crack-up, not the one in 50 that had me hung up in the hospital for a year. Dizzy came and visited me, encouraged me to resume my career when I was released. Not that one. Instead, I mean the big one where I woke up dead. But Max and Nuke, they were in the other car, which had gone on ahead. So when they heard we died, well, Maxwell really took it hard. I guess because he knew Richie's wife shouldn't have been driving, because Richie had only recently taught her how to drive. Recently, like a matter of weeks. But when Max, who was 6 years my senior and had 7 years on Richie, tried to intervene, Richie sounded on him. You know how we young cats asserting our manhood can run guilt trips? Max! Max! Why you always treat me like Bud's baby brother? I play as much box as Earl does. More, because Bud is so inconsistent. And me, I'm always there. Which was true. He was on time, all the time. Plus, I arrange and compose. And he would touch the thick glasses in a disarming gesture that belied the stern words he was declaiming. I'm a grown man, Max. A grown married man. I got a wife, a woman, a life, a man. Why are you second guessing me on who can drive and who can't drive? Why you treat me like a boy? It was such a drag seeing youngsters straining to act so old. But you know, like Richie was carrying a gorilla on his back. What with Richie tickling the ivories and being the younger brother of Earl, Bud, Powell, the reigning Rachmaninoff of jazz piano. I bet you if my older brother played trumpet and was named Dizzy, I would play bass or drum. But then again, being who I was, what choice did I have but to play what I played, or else not play at all? No one chooses to be born who they are. But anyway, Max starts drinking to get drunk, and drinking, and drinking, not even tasting the liquor, just pouring it in, trying to kill the pain. Richie's gone, Richie's gone. His wife was gone. I was gone. Max is whipping himself like a cymbal on an up-tempo Cherokee. Ta-ta, 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 ta-ta. And Nuke just disappeared. Was up in his room, standing in the middle of the floor, going deep inside himself, trying not to feel nothing. Max was in his room drinking and crying. Crying and drinking. And Newt, in a room above Max, was silent as a mountain. I had to do something. So I played duets with Nuke all that night. All night. We played and we played and we played all night. I was willing to play as long as Nuke was willing, and Nuke stayed willing all night. It was like he was a spirit too, but that comes from being a musician. When you're really into the music, you get used to going to the spirit world all the time and bringing the peoples with you. That's the real joy of playing, leaving this plane and entering the spirit world. As much as me and Nuke played that night, that's how much Max drank and cried. Finally, I couldn't take it no more, and I had to appear to Max. I stepped in the scene between worlds. I was like translucent. That was as close as I could come to having a body. But I was solid enough for Max to peep me. And I spoke. Well, not really spoke. Kind of sounded inside Max's head while I was shimmering in the shadows of that gloomy hotel room. Max, it wasn't your fault, man. You can't live other people's lives. You got to sound your own life. I couldn't find the words to tell Max how it was. We all live. We all die. The force that people on earth call God gives us all breath, but also sooner or later takes that breath away. In time, God gets round to killing each of us. Whatever we do in between, we do or don't do. And Max starts bawling even louder, talking about how I was too good for this world, how my example helped all of them clean up their particular indisciplines. He was moaning, you know, crying and talking out of his head all at the same time, crying pain like a man cries when he's really broke down. If I had still been alive, I would have hugged him, but I was dead, and that's why he was crying. So finally, all I could do was tell him the truth. Hey, Max, it's all right, Max. It's all right. Get yourself together and keep playing. I'm cool where I'm at. It's all right. The next morning, when they left, Max and Nuke got in the car and didn't say a word. For the rest of their lives, they never talked to each other about that scene. We all have different ways of dealing with death, even those of us who are dead. And there it is. Life is always about decisions and consequences made within a given set of circumstances. You can't change the past. You can't foresee the future. All you have is the clay of today to shape your existence. No matter what particular condition you're in, you can only do what you can do. You can only go with the flow of where you're at and work hard to blow the prettiest song you can conceive. That's all any of us can do. And however many choruses we get the chance to take while we're alive. Besides, believe me. Death ain't no big thing. Like I said, you know, you just work hard to blow the prettiest song you can conceive. That's all any of us can do with however many courses we get the chance to take while we're alive. Besides, believe me, death ain't no big thing. You get used to it after a while.